1180 WHAM, welcome back to Eyes on the Future. This morning we're talking about how to deal with elephants in the workplace, stress-related issues that diminish productivity. Our guests are Beth Sears, president of Workplace Communication, Inc., and Lynn Desert, owner of Leadership Breakthrough. Let's continue this discussion. Beth, how does a leader gain trust?
You know, there's been a lot of research recently that trust is the most important characteristic of an organization today, and it's accomplished by open, honest communication, talking the walk and walking the talk. A leader has to learn to share information and answer questions, even if they don't have all the information, and also to act consistently and ethically. Very often it just means bringing up and saying, this is what we're trying to do to address this situation, and this is how we're going about, but keeping the lines of communication open and collaborating with the employees, asking them, you know, how do they feel that they could help the situation? Do they have ideas about how to save money? Communication is always important in an organization, but during a downturn, it's even more important.
How important is it that a leader be visible? Every once in a while you hear a story, you see managers who just kind of hide in their offices. I mean, how important is it to really be circulating and being available and visible?
They don't know what's going on if they're so far removed from the organization that they truly don't know. The best managers that I've worked with spend time just talking with individual on an informal basis or asking individuals, what do you need from me to be able to do your job? And what are some of the issues you're facing? Again, open, honest communication.
Lynn, what are effective ways to diffuse speculation and enhance communication? Boy, how about that? That's a nice open-ended question.
That's so open-ended.
Yeah. We could spend the next hour talking about that.
We probably could. In fact, you know, let me give you an example of what not to do, and it plays into a little bit of what Beth had just talked about.
Okay.
I happened to be in an organization I was hired in, and after about 6 months, the president left, and we got a new president. And he happened to have been somebody within the organization, and we all got a little concerned when this gentleman was elevated. Because what did he do? The very first thing is he went into the president's office, and he closed the door.
Mm.
And he didn't come out.
Really?
All day. And the only way to gain access to him was through his secretary. And, you know, we would sit down and have a meeting, and the first time we had a meeting with the executive team, he immediately told us, well, I really think we can run this organization with three people. Myself, the head of operations, and the head of sales and marketing. The controller and the HR person will call you when we need you.
Wow.
That's not the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I can tell you right there. So, you know, in terms of the first thing you have to do is kind of look at yourself. First of all, are you somebody that people look up to and trust? And if not, you've got to work on yourself before you can start this open communication. Because otherwise, what people will say is, oh, it's the flavor of the month. You know, he's just doing it because somebody told him to do it, or she's just doing it because somebody, you know, is coming down on her. It has to be something that you really, truly believe. And then start the conversations with the group and start slow. No one's going to open up what we call Johari's window, and that's really about revealing yourself to other people right away. It takes time. And so start with business-related maybe or, you know, some anecdotal type of topics, you know, to throw on the table. Nothing really big issues. And then work your way up to some of the larger issues over time. And it's, you know, it's a process that may take years, depending on the individual or the organization, because you are talking about changing the culture.
Do people want to hear from their supervisors?
I think that they do if they trust them. If they don't trust them, they're going to go someplace
else.
They
cringe.
They do. Or what they do is you fuel the rumor mill because they'll be on saying, well, guess what Joe said, you know, today. But I think, you know, credibility is so important in your supervisor and in your boss. And, you know, one of the toughest things in an organization is what does a leader do if they have management that's not credible?
Doggone it, we're running out of time. We need to take another break because I got to keep this ship on course. So we're going to do that. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this one up. This is Eyes on the Future on 1180 WHA.